Friday night is Music Night. Tonight, live from the Tower Circus in Blackpool, we present conductor Robin Stapleton, the BBC Concert Orchestra leader Cynthia Fleming, and our guest artists, Hinge and Bracket, Cannon and Ball, and Gerard Kenny, all here for your entertainment in a special seaside programme of Music for Everyone. From this moment on and from here on in, it's fun and frolic all the way on our annual trip to the seaside on the night when Blackpool's illuminations go on, and later on Terry Wogan will be well lit up in Talbot Square. Now, we're a bit further down the Golden Mile here at the Tower Circus, where it isn't just the memory of the elephants that lingers on. I'm from Glasgow, of course, and I know a lot of people from Glasgow holiday in Blackpool. Anybody from Glasgow in tonight? Oh, good, I was worried about having to start a fight on my own. Not just Scots here, of course, all sorts and conditions of men and women make their way to Blackpool. Stand by now for Siamese children marching past, as they did so politely in The King and I.
Thank you.
The March of the Siamese Children from the famous Rodgers and Hammerstein musical. Of course, if in the future Charles makes a decent woman of Camilla, they will have to rename it. Probably The King and Her. Many a happy union has been solemnized over the anvil at Gretna Green, and the anvil has a long and happy role in the world of entertainment. Where would the Roadrunner cartoons or Tom and Jerry be without it? And in music, there's the Anvil Chorus from Il Trovatore. But it also features in the Feuerfest polka by Josef Strauss, which was actually dedicated to a Viennese safe-making firm. Well, it won't just be the safe that gets cracked tonight, because joining the BBC Concert Orchestra on this, direct from their show at the Grand here in Blackpool, tonight's soloists on Anvil, Tommy Cannon and Bobby Ball.
Thank you, lovely. It's very nice to be here.
It's lovely to be here in Blackpool.
It's nice to be here amongst all these classical people.
It's marvellous to be in Blackpool because I do live in Blackpool, but I used to work here as a child in Blackpool.
Yes, he did.
I had a job here.
Yes, what was it?
In Blackpool, I was a taxidermist.
Taxidermist.
Shut it, lady, because I will kick your teeth in.
Hey, that's enough of that, and you can put your teeth back in, he's only joking. Oh, man,
She's fastened to her husband.
Oh,
what was that?
How could you stuff dead animals?
I didn't know they had to be dead.
Well, of course they have to be dead, you idiot.
Sorry.
Listen, this is very important. Very important. You know, classical scene, the musical director staring at us, you know what he's like.
Nice man. Now we've got to do this properly.
You do the trams after.
Just let's keep it nice and simple, and we can follow him. He's the leader this time, not you. Okay?
This is our big challenge.
This is our big moment.
Playing a pig in anvil.
Yes, well, this is as big as it gets.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Robin Stapleton conducting the BBC Concert Orchestra in the overture to Die Fledermaus. Well, time to meet our next guest here in Blackpool. He's the man who sprang to fame with the song New York, New York, in which he wrote the unforgettable, "So good they named it twice." It's a great line. It's never really satisfactorily explained to me the existence of the town of Baden-Baden, I have to say. But it's one of the, just one of the many terrific songs that this man has written and sung for us. It's a real pleasure to welcome him here tonight with this beautiful composition, Fantasy. Here is the real Gerard Kenny. Earlier on, I asked Robin Stapleton what he and the orchestra were playing at this point, and he replied, Barcarolle. And I thought, well, fair enough for him. Going to be a bit quiet for 3 or 4 minutes, I thought. But then he explained that it was, in fact, the Barcarolle from Offenbach's Tales of Hoffman. So, no, we all know. More guests now. We spoil you. We really do, don't we? Two doyens of the British music scene who've charmed and delighted audiences around the world. We have managed to winkle them out of their country fastness at Stacton Trestle for a special performance tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, will you welcome, please, Dr. Evadne Hinge and Dame Hilda Brackett.
Gentlemen, and thank you so much for your wonderful applause. Now, I don't have to tell you, of course, that lovely song was the signature tune of the late, great, darling Joyce Grenfell. And it's one that we're often asked to sing, isn't it, dear?
It's a wonderful song.
Yes. And indeed, she means that comes from... Yes. All right, dear, you've said enough. And we're very thrilled to be here tonight in Blackpool Tower Circus, this wonderful Frank Matcham building. You're particularly thrilled, aren't you, dear?
I love Blackpool. I enjoy myself in Blackpool.
It's her spiritual home.
Yes,
you can feel it coming out of her hair. And you know... Well, when she's running on the prom. But you know, the thing is, you're particularly thrilled because of...
The association.
Well,
yes.
Go on, then. What? You've always wanted to work here. Drop in the trapeze. Come on, that's it. Do your Charlie Caroli impression.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Well, do your other impression. You'll love it.
No, I don't.
You know, go on, dear. Because you know it means a lot to me to hear your impression.
All right. Come on. Evie turned out nice again.
I can see Lord Chapman booking you now. If you'd had the ukulele, they'd have been convinced. Anyway, now, ladies and gentlemen, a song written by Lionel Monckton for his lovely wife, Gertie Miller, in the show, what is it called?
Our Miss Gibbs.
Our Miss Gibbs. And it's called Moonstruck. Moon, moon, mischief-making moon, what are you doing there? You seem like a naughty dreamer in the midnight air. Oh, when I look at you, I always know you will trick me with your silver bow. But as soon as the day light's gone, well, it's daylight in this funny sort of feeling coming on. I'm such a silly when the moon comes out. My heart is simply what I'm about. Why do you treat me so? I think your inclined wink. There isn't right, you know. All day long I've been as good as gold, doing everything that I've been told. But as soon as the sun's in bed, well, it's then I get this funny sort of feeling in my head. I'm such a silly when the moon comes down. My heart is thinking of what I'm about. Sticking on the puppies, never, never stopping. I can't keep still on the floor. I'm on the river when the moon makes sound. It is the river that I know to die.
Well, Dr. Hinge and Dame Hilda are no strangers to our TV screens, although their cinema debut may be a few years in the future, but that did set us thinking about some of the great films of the past. Unfortunately, this next film wasn't one of them. It's a shame, really. It came from a really terrific stage musical, some cracking songs in it as well, and the cast on paper looked fantastic. Pity they didn't on celluloid. Fred Astaire, Petula Clark, Tommy Steele, they were all there, but for whatever reason, the magic just wasn't. However, as I said, that original musical was mighty. So let's try to rediscover the missing magic in the overture to Finian's Rainbow.
Thank you.
I've always wondered, do the people of Glockamora care about us at all? Robin Stapleton and the Concert Orchestra, with that arrangement by Robert Docker of the tunes we now remember from Finian's Rainbow, a film slightly overloaded with Irish whimsy. Here's a good Celtic name again now, thankfully very light on whimsy. It's the boy Kenny, with, for once, a song he did not actually write himself, but one by Cole Porter, which Gerard rediscovered and turned into a huge hit, thanks to his arrangement and interpretation. Gerard Kenny with the poignant Do I Love You.
Do I love you? Do I? Doesn't one and one make two? Do I love you? Do I? Does July need a sky of blue? Would I miss you? Would I, if you ever should go away? If the sun should desert the day, what would life be? Would I leave you never? Could the ocean ever leave the shore? Would I worship you forever? Is in heaven forevermore. Do I love you? Do I, oh my darling? It's easy to see. Don't you know that I do? Don't I show you I do? Just as you love me. and would I worship you forever? Well, is in heaven forever? Do I love me?
Robin Stapleton and the BBC Concert Orchestra with a piece by Smetana from The Bartered Bride, just at the point where the circus performers arrive. The Dance of the Comedians, sometimes also called the Dance of the Tumblers, and the brass and percussion sections will be performing their own disappearing act involving tumblers directly after this program. Well, now we come to a magical musical moment. As I speak, Dr. Evadne Hinge is coming forward for a special performance at the Piano 40. She is being accompanied by her partner, assisted. She is in a slightly innovative state. She's being assisted by Dame Hilda Brackett, and they're coming forward and to the piano. Dr. Hinge is now sitting down at the keyboard, and she'll probably now start. Yes, that was Dr. Hinge's warming up exercise, isn't it? Oh, no, sorry, Dame Hilda was dusting the keyboard. Sorry about that, sorry. Beg your pardon.
Thank you very much. Love you. You all right, dear?
Yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a wonderful moment for me because over the years, my colleague, who has been a lifelong friend and my oldest friend for all of that time, is a wonderful pianist. Not many of you know that. But tonight, she is going to play this wonderful pianoforte accompanied by the BBC Symphony Orchestra. You caught me, didn't you? I was testing you, Robin, yes. The BBC Concert Orchestra. Drying him out. And,
You catch someone has?
No, drying him out.
Yes, I have.
Drying him out. Anyway, now, there we are. So, she is going to play her own arrangement of Liszt's arrangement of the sextet from Donizetti's Lucia de Lammermoor. Ladies and gentlemen,
And Dame Hilda's now escorting Dr. Hinge back to the dressing room where a tanker of evening primrose oil awaits. Gang warfare and inter-family battles are a staple of drama going back as far as Romeo and Juliet, including more recently The Godfather. Blackpool itself, of course, is no stranger to marauding tribes of dangerous fanatics. But let's not think about the party conference season just yet, shall we? Perhaps the most famous musical expression of warring factions is West Side Story, Leonard Bernstein's groundbreaking show of the 50s, parlaying Romeo and Juliet into the Montagues and Capulets, into Tony and Maria and the Jets and the Sharks. Well, with the overture to West Side Story, Robin Stapleton and the orchestra reprise the high points of those steamy days and nights in New York. Well, from West Side Story to a man whose New York upbringing was a little less dangerous, I think, Gerard Kenny joins us again to bring us up to date with his latest project. He's been writing a new musical, which is already winning plaudits, because it has been nominated in no fewer than 4 different categories for the prestigious Vivian Ellis Award to be announced later this month at the London Palladium. It's quite an achievement, Gerard, isn't it?
Well, it's very exciting. It's the 21st at the Palladium with some great people from all the West End shows going to be in it. They're wonderful. They come and do the shows for you, and they vote on it, so it's a little bit, can I tell you?
Tell us about it, because it's called Beach Radio, isn't it?
It's called Beach Radio. In America, you have a gap summer. You don't have a gap year. And it's that summer in between high school. You've all seen Greece, you know what high school is. And then university. So that summer, you're still the big fish in the little pond. And it's all the changes that they're going through, because they're going to be finally cutting the umbilical cord and going off to university on their own. And all the changes that they go through. And it's happening right now, this summer. You know, that's the way it works.
So why don't you play us a song from it?
Okay. Before I get started, I want to thank Evadne Hinge for lending me her specs. So kind. This is one of the songs from the show. And this, don't get worried, this is called A Drug Song for the Millennium. What do you need when you're eating dirt and your heart is freshly broken and your feelings hurt? What can you take when you can't take gas and the person you've been dating is a horse's ass? What's the one thing left to try when your life is do or die? Chocolate. Close your eyes and just inhale. Chocolate. It's the drug that doesn't fail. Hard or soft or cold or hot. It's there when your girlfriend is not. And from all reports that I've heard so far, no one's ever gotten pregnant from a chocolate bar. What do you want when your life's a beach and the person you belong with is beyond your reach? Where can you turn when you can't turn back and you need the creamy comfort of a snack attack? When your push has come to shove, what's the one thing left to love? Chocolate, it's so creamy on your lips. Chocolate, you can bet your chocolate chips. Light or dark or Dutch or Swiss. Lips never chap from a chocolate kiss. And from all you've heard about food abuse, no one's ever been molested by a chocolate mousse. There's no government restriction on this legalized addiction. You pray for it or pilfer it. At times you want to kill for it. But what's even more insane, you dream of Hershey, Pennsylvania. Chocolate, have a gooey little chew. Chocolate, let those calories get through. Semi-sweet or smooth or rough. Having too much is never enough. So when you feel afraid and you don't look well and you know your nerves have been shot to hell, where can you get courage stuffed with caramel? Give me a C, give me an H, give me an O, give me a C, give me an O, give me an L, give me an A-T-E. Chocolate! That's right! Thank you very much. I'll just remind anybody, if they want to come, it's at the Palladium on the 21st at 1:30 in the afternoon, 21st of September. But call up, because this seems to, the seats go pretty fast. I'd like to leave you with this is a song that I wrote in the 80s. It was recorded by my good friend Barry Manilow. And it's a song now that means an awful lot more to me, because a couple of years ago I had one of those really bad car accidents where I sort of broke every bone in my body and woke up in intensive care. I felt really bad for the priest. He never got a chance to do his 20 minutes. I kept doing encores. But I tell you, you have a situation like that, and some of those small little nitty-gritty things don't really mean very much anymore. You get your life in perspective. And there's 2 days out of the week I don't really care about anymore. One of them is yesterday, because that's gone. I don't care if you're Donald Trump, you can't buy it back. And the other one is tomorrow. It's not here yet. The script hasn't been written. So let's just take it one day at a time. It's amazing what happens. a true musician plays through all the rainy days. Somehow he survives. He keeps his feelings warm, protects it from the storm. Oh, until his luck arrives. And then that melody appears, taking him past those weather-beaten years. Well, I made it through the rain, kept my world protected. I made it through the rain and played my point of view. I made it through the rain and found myself respected by the others who got rained on too and made it through. No matter how it rains, a singer entertains. Music must be made. Before you draw the crowd, you gotta pour your heart out loud and start your own parade. But you chased all your fears away. Well, that's when you know you can finally say,
the great Gerard Kenny, and we wish him the best of luck with the Vivian Ellis Award in a couple of weeks' time. And it's actually to the works of the good Mr. Ellis that we come next. Bless the Bride, opened in 1947, featuring his music and the words of A.P. Herbert. Now, I have no doubt that our two distinguished guests remember the show only from its 1987 revival. But nonetheless, here to Bless the Bride, once again, Hinge and Bracket. Marvelous Dr. Evadne Hinge and Dame Hilda Brackett. Well, finally tonight we wanted to finish with the cinematic exploits of a true British hero, A man of powerful sex appeal who silences mad dictators and sorts out devious foreign governments with ease, while somehow always contriving to end up with the girl. Well, sadly, no films have yet been made of the life of Robin Cook. So... we will just have to settle for this arrangement by Stanley Black of shaking, even stirring music from the movies of James Bond, 007. Thank you. Yes, 007, putting paid to Dr. No, Blofeld, and Goldfinger. We are talking of power-crazed megalomaniacs. Terry Wogan is standing by for the illuminating moment of the night, just up the road here in Blackpool at Talbot Square. But now from the Tower Circus, on behalf of Robin Stapleton, the BBC Concert Orchestra, leader Cynthia Fleming, our guest artists, Hinge and Brackett, Cannonball, and Gerard Kenny, and our producer, Bridget Apps. This is Ken Bruce saying goodnight, fairly hopeful that we've proved yet again that Friday night is music night.